The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Department of Fisheries, invites applications for the post of Assistant Commissioner, Fisheries on deputation, including short-term contract basis. The position falls under Level 11. Candidates interested in applying must refer to the Department of Fisheries official website for detailed eligibility criteria, educational qualifications, experience requirements, and the prescribed application format at www.dof.gov.in. Completed applications should be forwarded through proper channel to the Under Secretary within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. The Spices Board, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, invites applications for the post of Technical Analyst, Chemistry, on a contract basis for its Quality Evaluation Laboratory in Chennai, Tamil Nadu. Interested candidates are requested to visit the board's official website, that is at www.indianspices.com, for detailed information and application procedures. The Indian Navy invites applications from unmarried men and women candidates for the 10+2 BTEC Cadet Entry Scheme Permanent Commission commencing January 2026 at the Indian Naval Academy, Erimala. Eligibility is restricted to those born between 2nd July 2006 and 1st January 2009 who have appeared for JEE Main Exam 2025. Selection will be based on the JEE Main All India Common Rank List 2025, followed by Service Selection Board. Interview schedule from September 2025 onwards at designated centers. The total number of vacancies is 44, including a maximum of 6 reserved for women. Interested candidates are advised to register and apply online through the official recruitment portal at www.joinindiannavy.gov.in till the 14th July 2025. The Department of Official Language, Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India invites applications for 12 posts of Director in Central Secretariat Official Language Service on deputation basis. The posts are in Pay Matrix Level 13. Interested officers can download eligibility criteria, application forms and other details from the department's official website, that is at www.rajbhasha.gov.in. The last date for receipt of applications through proper channel is 60 days from the date of publication of this notice in the Employment News. The Government of India, Ministry of Railways through the Railway Recruitment Board invites online applications from eligible candidates for recruitment of various posts of Technician Grade 3 and Technician Grade 1. A total of approximately 6,180 vacancies available, including 180 vacancies for Technician Grade Signal and 6,000 vacancies for Technician Grade 3 with initial pay levels of 29,200 to 19,900 respectively as per the 7th CPC. With initial pay levels of 29,200 to 19,900 respectively as per the 7th CPC. The age criteria for Technician Grade 1 Signal is 18 to 33 years and for Technician Grade 3 is 18 to 30 years as on 1st July 2025. Candidates must submit their applications till 28th July 2025. For detailed notification, kindly move on to the website, that is at www.rrbahmedabad.gov.in. You could also go to www.rrbguwahati.gov.in. www.rrbajmer.gov.in, rrbnc.gov.in, rrbkolkata.gov.in, rrbbhopal.gov.in, rrbmumbai.gov.in, rrbjammu.nic.in, rrbbilaspur.gov.in, rrbranchi.gov.in, rrbmuzaffarpur.gov.in, rrbsikandrabad.gov.in, rrbchennai.gov.in, rrbmalda.gov.in, rrbpatna.gov.in, rrbsiliguri.gov.in, rrbthiruvanthapuram.gov.in and at rrbgkp.gov.in. Candidates are cautioned to beware of touts, brokers and job racketeers. Any corrigendum or updates related to this recruitment will be published only on the official websites mentioned. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, under the Government of India is seeking to engage a qualified professional for the post of Senior Consultant, Recovery and Reconstruction on a contract basis. The role requires a master's degree in disaster management, economics, public policy, rural development or related disciplines along with at least 5 years of relevant experience. Interested candidates must apply online exclusively through the NDMA website at www.ndma.gov.in within 20 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. The Office of the Director General, Assam Rifles, Shillong, invites offline applications from eligible dependent family members of Assam Rifles personnel who were killed in action, died while in service, discharged on medical grounds, or declared missing while in service under the Compassionate Ground Appointment Scheme 2025. A total of 79 vacancies are available across various posts including rifleman, riflewoman, general duty, 69 posts. Warrant officer, radio mechanic and draughtsman, Havildar, X-ray assistant and other technical roles such as electrician, vehicle mechanic fitter, safai and plumber. Applicants must fulfill the eligibility criteria regarding educational qualifications, physical standards and family relationship with the deceased, missing or retired personnel. And the last date to receive applications is 21st July 2025. Details regarding the TradeWise qualifications, physical eligibility and the application format is available on the official website at www.assamrifles.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.